What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 976. In this episode, I'll discuss peripheral IV administration of 3% sodium chloride solution. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode976. Infusions of 3% sodium chloride are routinely recommended to be given through central, not peripheral, IV lines. This recommendation is based on the theory that since the osmolarity of 3% sodium chloride exceeds 900 milliosmoles per liter, it puts the patient at risk of thrombophlebitis, tissue necrosis, and extravasation reactions. Some recent studies have illustrated that this theory may not be relevant and that 3% sodium chloride may be safe for administration in peripheral IV lines. One single-center prospective study of 28 patients was published in the Journal of Neuroscience Nursing. The study was done to evaluate the safety of a hospital policy change that allowed administration of 3% sodium chloride via 16 to 20 gauge peripheral IVs to a maximum infusion rate of 50 mLs per hour in patients without central venous access. Patients were assessed for infiltration, erythema, swelling, phlebitis, thrombosis, and line infection. Overall, patients received 3% sodium chloride for a duration between 1 and 124 hours with infusion rates of 30 to 50 mLs per hour. The rate of complications was 10.7%. Complications included infiltration in 2 patients for an incidence of 6% and thrombophlebitis in 1 patient with an incidence of 3%. The authors concluded, there has been a long concern among healthcare providers, including nursing staff, in regard to peripheral IV administration of prolonged 3% hypertonic saline infusion therapy. Our study indicates that peripheral administration of 3% hypertonic saline carries a low risk of minor non-limb or life-threatening complications. Although central venous infusion may reduce the risk of these minor complications, it may increase the risk of more serious complications, such as large vessel thrombosis, bloodstream infection, pneumothorax, and arterial injury. The concern regarding the risks of peripheral IV administration of 3% hypertonic saline may be overstated and unfounded. Another retrospective two-center study was published in American Journal of Critical Care. Of 213 patients who had peripheral continuous IV infusions of 3% sodium chloride solution, 15 or 7% had infusion-related reactions. Administration was changed to central catheter in 56 patients, but only 5 of these changes were due to an infusion-related reaction. Most patients, 73.7%, received their entire treatment peripherally for a median duration of 44 hours and 3 minutes. The most common electrolyte abnormalities were hyperchloremia in 49.3% and hypokalemia in 46.9% of patients. At one of the hospitals, the maximum peripheral infusion rate was 30 mLs per hour, and at the other hospital, it was 75 mLs per hour. The authors concluded current recommendations that a central catheter is required for continuous IV infusion of 3% sodium chloride solution should be reevaluated. Only a few patients who had peripheral infusions had infusion-related reactions. Electrolyte abnormalities occurred frequently with peripheral infusion, but the clinical importance of the abnormalities remains unclear. Taken together, I think these studies support the peripheral infusion of 3% sodium chloride in patients who do not already have central venous access. The most important risks with 3% sodium chloride infusion, in my opinion, are still hypernatremia and overly rapid correction of hyponatremia. Frequent serum sodium and patient neurological monitoring is still required regardless of what type of venous access a patient receiving 3% sodium chloride infusion has. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is where I teach other hospital pharmacists practical skills in the area of code blue response, critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.